Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, as we continue on our celebration of Poetry Month by bringing you a poetry collage of local poets. Here is some advice from a poet called Eve Merriam from her book A Sky Full of Poems, and it's her advice on how to eat a poem. Don't be polite. Bite in. Pick it up with your fingers and lick the juice that may run down your chin. It is ready and ripe now, whenever you are. You do not need a knife or fork or spoon or plate or napkin or tablecloth, for there is no core or stem or rind or pit or seed or skin to throw away. Our third set of poems deal with the morning. First, Coburg's poet laureate reads us his poem, Up With My Timmies. Then Ty Grove reads All Will Be the Same in the Morning, and James Pickersgill reads his untitled poem about the new dawn.
Okay, so this is Up With My Timmies. I wrote this for something for town council. Normally I don't give any kind of plug to commercial organizations in my poetry, but in this case I do. Up With My Timmies. Up earlier than the man with the two dogs, I saw dark land agree with arriving gray to share the sunrise for the length of time it takes to cook breakfast. From the direction of spring, I gulped a fresh sight, blood orange sneaking free of the bed cover of clouds. The squished hot spot rose rush hour fast, gilding wave forms. Oh, that planetary headlight blinded me. Wondering why I was up before even the mare, I remembered, my mother's the cause. She gave me a seasonal ticket for all Earth drama, a limited-time offer to romp and play in this gigantic revolving greenhouse that's located, thankfully, nowhere near the edge of space. I'd come to the entrance this morning, the water's edge, to get my ticket punched with a sunny winter dot, a warm eyeful that rose out of my coffee like an orange timbit.
The more things end, the Earth goes round and round, the sun rises and then it falls. All will be the same in the morning. The more things end, the more we find ourselves at the start. The sun rises and then it falls. The clouds fill the lakes the rivers. The rivers run forever in one direction. All will be the same in the morning. The more things end, the more we find ourselves at the start. As one breath leaves our body, one more is on its way in. The earth goes round and round, the sun rises and then it falls. All will be the same in the morning. The more things end, the more we find ourselves at the start. Never ending, never starting, all will be the same until things change.
So this is a New Year's poem I wrote. It doesn't have a title. Most of my poems don't have titles. Day breaks in but a moment, but in that moment we know sunrise. We know sunrise even before this threshold fully knows itself, not even across a minute. Not even across a minute, but containing the reflection of all time, a reflection of more time. All elements in you come to me across fugitive seconds. Across fugitive seconds, not yet dawn, there is a capture, all colors potential, all colors complexion, the rush, this blush, brings its quiet and inviting mystery here, aurora will not tell us all that can be told by omniscient bends of first light. But first light causes us to know still. We like this pink tinge. We are going to like it all.
You've just heard from Ted Amsden, Ty Grove, and James Pickersgill as we celebrate Poetry Month here on Word on the Hills. These words come from Australian poet and psychiatrist Craig Powell. He says, poetry has the potential to evoke tears, even when the content of the poem has nothing to do with loss. Linear and logical progressions of thought belong to prose. Poetry lives in tactile images of the body and the sensual world. In our fourth set, we hear poems about emotional situations. Janet Richards reads Lessons Learned in Unlikely Places. Mark Clement takes us back to the high school dance. And I, Gwyn Sheltimer, will read my poem, Resetting the Course.
And the next one is maybe not so much about writing, but it's something that came to me after doing an assignment with the subject of the story that I was writing. Lessons Learned in Unlikely Places. She learned not to judge through the cancer, and when she opened the pub. There were months her skin turned black and she smelled like death. Her hair has grown back in curls. She tells me whatever happens to the economy, people always drink, and appearances can be deceptive.
The poem I'd like to read is about a memory that I'm sure many have. Remember, I'm a guy, so this poem is from that perspective. High school dance. Elvis said what the teenage heart could not. The girls, oh, the girls, mysterious stirrings. Fear, sweaty palms, and the smooth skin of her cheek. Dimly lit memories of the slow dance. Chubby checker and the twist freed the heart. The girls, far enough away, part of the crowd, all gyrated frantically beneath the mirrored ball, looking at my girl, looking at the girls, looking. Later, we slow danced along dark city streets, moved quickly past streetlights that might reveal a beating heart, climbed the porch steps slowly for that mysterious, sweaty palm. Good night, kiss.
Resetting the course. I wonder if he lights a fire amid flat black rocks carried from the cliff, thinks, this is how it should have gone. Cracks the cap on a cold one, water drops gathering on the neck, sun beating down, breeze from the lake brushing the newly painted deck. Thinks, this is how it should have gone. All those months of scraping, chipping, hammering, sanding. But this is how it's gone. She's gone. When in time did it start to turn? He retraces memories, thinks backwards, all images like words under water. Guesses at their meaning, confused, remembers the clink of glass, red wine refractions in the afternoon sun. Or was it morning? Remembers the smell of steak sizzling, crunch of salad, and more red wine. So normal, so right, so perfect, until the blue box filled more quickly. What day was that? What month? What year? If he could only sift through time, put a number or name to it, set it solid, anchor where it all went wrong, say, we'll reset the course 15 degrees. This time we'll miss the rocks. This time you won't disappear down the neck of a bottle. Your young skin grows sad. Your eyes learn to lie. I'll lift you from that couch. You'll nap here instead, in the sun. Your skin shining with lotion and drops of water from your swim. Red wine and a tall glass beside you, with no voice to call you away. Those were poems by Janet Richards, Mark Clement, and me, Gwyn Sheltimer. And in our final set in Poetry Month Poetry Collage, here on Word on the Hills, we feature two poems about the weather. First, Jessica Outram reads Winter at Grammar's, and then Bridget Campion leads us into spring with her poem called A Poem for Spring.
I'd like to read a short poem called Winter at Grandma's, and I thought this would be fitting considering the winter we've had. Winter at Grandma's. You could not even hear a dog walk the street near Grandma's house by the solid river. Sunken branches and ceramic trunks in the woods he stopped by. Sigh of sunshine sinking beyond the bay. Passing daylight snowflakes and night thunder with cards and pies and lullabies, stillness.
A Poem for Spring. Denizens of the backyard, occupants of the mid-sized trees, throaty songs first thing in the morning, solitary chirps just before darkness hush, burnt orange-breasted with creosoted wings, robins. They listen for worms beneath the patchy grass, leave bits of blue egg by the roadside, converse clear across the neighborhood. Then, without saying goodbye, they are gone, and winter begins, and we are left to endure ice and snow and silence. As water runs in the ditches again, we hear a note, catch a glimpse, until one day it seems the yard is filled with them once more, robins. They bring spring.
In that final set, you heard poems by Jessica Outram and Bridget Campion. Well, that brings us to the end of another program of Word on the Hills. I hope you've enjoyed our poetry collage in honor of National Poetry Month. If you would like to comment on this show, please email us at wordonthehills897@gmail.com or leave your comments at our website, wordonthehills.com, where all our programs are archived and you can listen to them anytime and anywhere. We hope you'll join us again next week, Sundays at 1 p.m. right here on Northumberland 897 Truly Local Radio.